This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Janae Sanchez, and today I'm with Ruben Dorame, director, choreographer, and founder of Drop Dance Studio. Welcome, Ruben. Thank you so much for just joining me today.
Yo, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I wanted to begin by talking about your studio's inception and where are you at today with your organization?
Just to kind of get a brief overview of like how the studio came to be, I was 21 years old, a student at the U of A, taking pre-business, and one day during one of the projects for school, happened to stumble across the opportunity to open up a dance studio. And it was scary, it was emotional, it was new, exciting. 10 years later, we're still alive and kicking, so I hope I did something right. Going back to like when we first started back in 2011, we were like on such a high with the turnout for like our main grand opening event, and we had so much support. That first grand opening day was amazing, and then came the first actual day of classes and no one showed up. And then that whole first week, every single day that we would open, Monday through Friday, we would wait outside like around 5 p.m. and no one would show up. I think the positive outcome from that, it helped us as artists really find out who we are and what we wanted to give, because now all the instructors are here throughout the day, no matter what, because we're ready to teach. So then we would teach ourselves, just kind of like creating videos from it. So we're like, oh, well, maybe videos will help bring people in. So then we would post to YouTube. And after the third year is when we started to kind of like, things started looking good, and leading up to this year now, didn't even know if we were going to survive the pandemic. We got lucky enough that the old landlord kind of gave us a pass with all the rent that was due that we weren't operating. During the time of the pandemic, I was talking to my wife, Monique, and just, I remember talking to her and saying like, yo, is this the year that we close? Like, yeah, even like getting emotional about it. And she looks at me and she says, well, you can do whatever you want and I will back you up. But if you don't do what you're doing, who will? And that's where the kind of like sense of like responsibility all these years led me back to why I did it and who I did it for. That's when I kind of like went full force in going for the incorporation to become a nonprofit. We're officially 501c3 and
amazing.
Slowly but surely we've been receiving grants that have helped us stay afloat and be able to even prosper a little bit more as a nonprofit.
Incredible. That's just an amazing, inspiring story. And I'm so excited that the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, it can be a part of that story, as you all are grantees of the Project Creosote Organization Grant. Project Creosote Cycle 2 for organizations and those organizing in the arts is open with a deadline of December 1st, 2021. I so appreciate you taking the time, Ruben, to be with me today. This has been Artist Stories with Janae Sanchez, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath in their Gallery Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. With products available at will call, they are currently open by phone at 777-7000 and at benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.